This is De Bello Gallico, Book 6, Chapter 18. So we've been hearing about Mercury in Chapter 17, but now they move on to Pluto. Galli praedicant, so the Gauls proclaim, or the Gauls assert, that, se omnes, they all, prognatos, and it's really prognatus esse, that they have all been born, abdite patre, from Father Pluto. Id quae dicunt, and they say that this prodatum, and again prodatum esse, has been handed down ab druidibus, by the druids. Ob eam causam, for this reason, finiunt, they divide or they compute, spatia omnis temporis, the spaces of all time, non numero diorum, not by the day, number of the days, sed noctium, but by the number of the nights. Dies natales et mensum et annorum initia, birthdays and the beginnings of months and of years. Sic observant, they observe thus. Ut, so that, or with the result that, dies subsequatur, the day, follows after, the noctem, the night. In reliquis institutis vitae, in the remaining customs of life, hoc differunt, they differ in this, meaning in this following thing, ab reliquis, from almost all the rest. Quote, that, suos liberos, and then to find the verb, you got to go down to line 8, palam ad se adire non patiuntur, that they do not permit their children to approach them openly, palam, openly. Nisi cum adeleverunt, except when they have grown up, ut possint sustinere, so that they are able to endure munus militiae, the duty of military service. Terpe dicunt, and they consider it disgraceful that filium puerili aetate, that a son of boyish age, assistere, stand, appear, in publico, in public, in conspectu patris, in the view of his father, in the presence of his father. All right, so that's very weird. We talked in class about, you know, the old phrase, children should be seen but not heard. The Gauls really took it a step further. Boys were not even supposed to be seen. And like we had said, we can really be sure that the rules were likely stricter for the girls. The part about, you know, beginning the day at midnight, you know, is that convenient, inconvenient? You know, we begin our days at midnight, but what would it be like if we really looked at it as the day coming first, or the night coming first before the day? It's just very different. Time can be mapped in many different ways. Some cultures begin the days at sunset, at dawn, at noon, you know, so this does seem odd to us, but to other people it might be very, very, you know, similar to what they do. So kind of the other things that we can talk about as we review this is, you know, how did the Gallic customs compare with the Roman methods of bringing up children, and definitely how are they in comparison with modern methods. All right, so that is all of Chapter 18.